There is something lurking in your home when you're not there, and at night while you're asleep. It's in all of our homes. It's a ghost. It's a monster. It's a phantom load. The phantom in our homes is an energy vampire, a vampire sucking away at your home's life force, energy. Flint Richter is a certified installer with Rocky Grove Sun Company.
Phantom load is just basically a load that doesn't do any work while it's consuming energy. It's the easiest way to put it. So, you know, a TV that's sitting there waiting for the remote to turn it on, or, you know, clocks on your stove, on your VCR, even your computer, you know, plugged in, and the little wall warts or wall cubes, I like to call them, they're sitting there dissipating energy as heat. If you touch them, they're hot. So even with that, without a device plugged into them, they're sitting there burning energy. So these are some of the most common energy wasters or phantom loads.
The average household isn't losing too much energy, but it's when you add up the losses in all of the homes and all of the businesses in the United States that the problem becomes grand. 15 to 20% of the energy produced is consumed by phantom loads. Basically, it's just wasted. A home or business houses all kinds of appliances and gadgets that are plugged in and using energy. But what are the biggest culprits? Computers are at the top of the list due to the number of components they have, like scanners, printers, monitors, speakers, all plugged in and simply waiting for you to come turn them on. Televisions also have a lot of accessories like DVD players and cable boxes, making them a huge energy sucker as well. Other culprits include microwaves, dishwashers, cordless phones, security systems, and even coffee pots.
It takes like 200-300 watts to brew a cup of coffee, but then if that pot sits there for a couple hours, you know, slowly just heating your coffee, that could take 3,000 or 4,000 watts. So one thing you can do is have a thermos, you know, brew your coffee, turn the machine off, pour it in a thermos, keeps it warm that way. Simple little things like that that you can do that, you know, so say you save 3,000 watts a day just by doing that times 30, you know, that's going to be a little chunk off your bill that you actually notice. So there's little things like that. You know, coffee makers are one of the bigger culprits you're going to see in a kitchen. I mean, there's a lot of things that have lights on them, but nothing uses power quite like a coffee maker having the heat plate on. It's like having your hair dryer running while you're not in there drying your hair, because it uses, you know, quite a bit of energy. Any resistive load, which we call it, anything that's using electricity to heat, is going to be one of your main culprits.
But what is the solution for our computers and televisions? Flint offers a simple one: power strips.
One of the easiest things is to use power strips or smart power strips they have now. My computer, I have it plugged into a power strip that when I turn the computer on, then it turns, the smart power strip turns on the printer, the powered speakers, the scanner, and any other things I wanted to put in there. So the use of power strips can help a lot. So like in your TV center, you know, you could plug your TV into the power strip, speakers, or your DVR or whatever you had. So those can help.
Other huge culprits are chargers, like for cell phones and computers. Anything with a battery and a wall wart, as Flint says. The chargers are useful when attached to whatever they are charging, but when the device is unplugged and the charger is left in the outlet, energy is being wasted. The most simple solution is to unplug the charger when your device is finished charging. But a second solution would be to purchase a new charger. AT&T has recently developed a Zero Charger. This smart charger actually shuts down when there is no load applied, when the phone is fully charged or unplugged.
So, and see, that right there is very helpful, because there's, you know, when the manufacturers start becoming wise to their wasteful ways, then it's easy for them to just retool and change the way these are designed, and then we don't have to worry about it. So hopefully they're becoming more and more conscious of the phantom loads and how they need to design their products to get away from that. So, you know, that would be a huge help if the manufacturers could design their products to stay away from the phantom loads. And then we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Flint Richter is a certified installer with Rocky Grove Sun Company. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.